Some of today's most innovative musicians gather each year at the Carlsbad Music Festival. Elizabeth Nonemaker, was there this week.
For most of the year, the city of Carlsbad is a fairly run-of-the-mill beach town. But this past weekend, it became something else, host of the annual Carlsbad Music Festival. It's run by violinist and composer Matt McBain and features, quote, adventurous music.
Everybody who Matt picks is absolutely wonderful. Every year, the Carlsbad Music Festival gets bigger and it gets better and people keep saying, do it again.
That's Rachel White, volunteer coordinator for the festival. The headlining acts are leaders in contemporary classical music, like David Lang, who won the 2008 Pulitzer Prize in Music. But there are other ensembles spread throughout the town, playing jazz, rock, world, and everything in between. Jay Riley is a bass player for Red Foxtails. It's the band's third year at the festival, and the music is inspired by a multitude of genres.
Latin and jazz and world sounds of African music, straight-ahead rock, funk, New Orleans-style street music. It's a real blend and mix of everything. I'm a Carlsbad resident, so I love to see this festival grow, and I've seen it grow quite a bit in the last 3 years. You know, this is exactly the type of event that I would like to come out to.
The featured artists can be seen in other cities throughout the year. USC's own Thornton Edge will replay their Carlsbad performance later next week. Andrew Norman is a composer with a piece on that program called Farnsworth, Four Portraits of a House. It's a musical portrait of Mies van der Rohe's house in Illinois, a building whose four walls are made of glass.
When you're in a very minimal glass structure, you become hyper aware of the changes in the colors of nature around you. And it's as if the building is a sort of frame or foil for this kaleidoscopic changing colors and moods and textures of nature. So the piece is about the relationship of one object being very sort of pure and the other object being very free.
You can hear this piece next Wednesday. Thornton Edge, led by Donald Crockett, will perform the program at 7:30 at the Newman Recital Hall. Elizabeth Nonemaker, Annenberg Radio News.